Now let us listen to a poem, Rain on the Roof, written by Coates Skeeny, from page number 41 to 42. Rain on the Roof. Introduction. When the sky is covered with dark clouds and it starts raining, have you ever listened to the pattern of soft rain on the roof? What thoughts flashed through your mind as you heard this melody of nature? Read the poem to find out what the poet dreamed of while listening to the rain. Now let us listen to the poem, Rain on the Roof. When the humid shadows hover over all the starry spheres and the melancholy darkness gently weeps in rainy tears, what a bliss to press the pillow of a cottage chamber bed and lie listening to the patter of the soft rain overhead. Every tinkle on the shingles has an echo in the heart, and a thousand dreamy fancies into busy being start, and a thousand recollections weave their air threads into woof as I listen to the patter of the rain upon the roof. Now in memory comes my mother, as she used in years agone to regard the darling dreamers ere she left them till the dawn. Oh, I feel her fond look on me as I list to this refrain, which is played upon the shingles by the patter of the rain. Introduction. When the sky is covered with dark clouds and it starts raining, have you ever listened to the patter of soft rain on the roof? What thoughts flashed through your mind as you heard this melody of nature? Read the poem to find out what the poet dreamed of while listening to the rain. Glossary. Tinkle means short, light, ringing sounds. Shingles means rectangular wooden tiles used on roofs. Woof means weft, that is, the threads woven across the loom. Air means old poetic word for before. Refrain means a repeated part of a song or a poem. Hear the sound of the rain. List means old poetic word for listen. Thinking about the poem. First part. Question number one. What do the following phrases mean to you? Discuss in class. 1. Humid shadows. 2. Starry spheres. 3. What a bliss. 4. A thousand dreamy fancies into busy being start. 5. A thousand recollections weave their air threads into woof. Question number 2. What does the poet like to do when it rains? Question number 3. What is the single major memory that comes to the poet? Who are the darling dreamers he refers to? Question number 4. Is the poet now a child? Is his mother still alive? Part 2. Question number 1. When you were a young child, did your mother tuck you in as the poets did? Question number 2. Do you like rain? What do you do when it rains steadily or heavily as described in the poem? Question number 3. Does everybody have a cozy bed to lie in when it rains? Look around you and describe how different kinds of people or animals spend time, seek shelter, etc. during rain. Quote, in the words of Abraham Lincoln, all that I am or ever hope it be, I owe to my angel mother.